Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas, and I'm the founder of Ergogenic Health. Together in this podcast series, we will go underground to explore cutting-edge health and human performance insights that you simply cannot search on Google to help you upgrade your existence. So, without any further ado, let's jump into today's episode. Does tonkara leaf actually increase testosterone? What I'm going to do is take a look at the benefits associated with tonkara leaf, otherwise known as Uricoma longifolia. I've had many people request for me to analyze the benefits and explain how tonkara leaf actually works in males. What is tonkara leaf? Tonkara leaf is otherwise known as Uricoma longifolia, which is a herb that is commonly known as Malaysian ginseng or longjack. Now, the aphrodisiac effects of tonkara leaf are quite reliable and appear to span a large variety of animal models, with some clear human clinical trials that demonstrate positive effects on sexual functioning and libido. Now, it is difficult to do a comparative analysis between other herbal aphrodisiacs to assess potency, but Uricoma longifolia or tonkara leaf does appear to be one of the top or the premier herbs to increase sexual functioning and libido in men. Now, in addition to the aphrodisiac effects of tonkara leaf, it can also increase sperm production and may directly act as a pro-erectile agent. At least one molecule in Uricoma, 9-hydroxycanthin-6-1, is associated with both a delay in ejaculation as well as pro-erectile properties, although the ability of this molecule to act via consuming Uricoma extract is actually not known. In other words, we've never truly isolated this particular compound found within the herb to see if that is solely responsible for its pro-erectile and aphrodisiac effects. Now, before we get into how tonkara leaf actually affects a man's hormonal status, I think it's really important that we understand that many of these adaptogenic herbs, many of these natural testosterone boosters, like the ones that I've spoken about in my testosterone course, you'll see a link down below, many of these herbs actually work through stimulating neurotransmitters and actually binding to particular receptors in the brain that elicit some of these beneficial effects, they may not directly affect our serum levels of these hormones, but what they do appear to interact with is the various receptors and enzymes and pathways within the brain to give us that feeling as if they're boosting testosterone. So that's one really important point to note just before we get into some of the actual hormonal effects of Tonkarali. The key study in young men that I really want to illustrate was actually published in the International Journal of Andrology, the Andrologia Journal. And the study was titled The Effect of Uricoma Longifolia on the Regulation of Reproductive Hormones in Young Males. Now, obviously, this study was conducted in young men, so it does hold some merit and it does appear quite promising. Now, the key findings of the study, and I'll just outline the study itself. The effect of Uricomia longifolia on reproductive hormones as regulation among young males in the current study was assessed by measuring testosterone, free testosterone, luteinizing hormone, follicle stimulating hormone, estradiol, and SHBG. The present findings revealed that 2 weeks of Tonkarali supplementation at 600 milligrams per day, which consists of about 8.7 milligrams of one of the active constituents Uricoma known, led to a significant increases in testosterone, up increasing at 15%, free testosterone increased to 34%. But what's also really interesting is that estrogen also increased by 30%. So this sort of flies in the face of many people who think that Tonkarali is an aromatase inhibitor. It does not appear to possess this effect based in this study. It actually appears to increase estrogen, which is quite interesting, but it would make sense. Anything that would bump up total testosterone production would have a downstream effect of actually increasing estradiol through the natural aromatase enzyme pathway. Now, the lack of changes in luteinizing hormone, follicle stimulating hormone, and SHBG levels suggests a lesser effect of Uricomia longifolia on the HPG, or hypothalamus pituitary gonadal axis, after 2 weeks of supplementation. However, the increased testosterone level could possibly be explained via activation of the HPA axis, so the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis. Many people forget that the adrenals can contribute to a very small amount of our androgen output. Thus, this study is the first to suggest that Tonkarali supplementation increases testosterone level via activation of both either the HPG and HPA axis. Quite interesting findings there. Now, this next study was conducted in aging men. The study was titled A 6-Month Double-Blind Placebo-Controlled Randomized Trial to Evaluate the Effect of Tonkarali and Concurrent Training on Erectile Function and Testosterone Levels in Androgen Deficiency of Aging Males, or ADAM. So obviously this was a 6-month randomized double-blind placebo-controlled 4-arm clinical trial consisting of 45 men, and they were obviously assigned into 4 separate groups. And the active, like the group that received Tonkarali, received 200 milligrams of Tonkarali, and they also underwent training at the same time, so 3 times a week for 60 minutes at progressive intensity. Now, what they noted was that erectile function demonstrated major improvements in both interventions. However, the most significant results were obtained by men allocated to both the training and supplementation of Tonkarali. It appears that concurrent training with the use of Tonkara Lee appears to actually improve erectile function. Now, some of the clinical implications: a 200 milligram supplement of Tonkara Lee and the practice of progressive training for 6 months led to significant changes and improvements in erectile function in aging males. Now, this is obviously a promising study, and it does appear to also influence quality of life for both men and also younger men, based on the initial study that I showed you earlier. Here are some other benefits of Tonkara Lee that I want to illustrate. This is sourced from LJ100.com. So some of the weight loss and mood benefits. So Tonkara Lee has been shown to reduce cortisol, the stress hormone, and it's also been shown to improve various mood profiles, particularly keeping men calm. It also prevents dieters from binge eating to achieve successful weight loss. It reduces fatigue and tension. It reduces anger and confusion, increasing focus and concentration. From the andropause / healthy aging perspective, Tonkara Lee may be able to act as a natural alternative to TRT, although in some cases TRT is absolutely necessary for men that just cannot produce enough testosterone naturally with the help of these supplements. It's also been shown to promote overall well-being. It supports vitality by maintaining healthy IGF-1 levels. Now, what's also key is that it maintains healthy androgen levels without affecting prostate-specific antigen, so it does not appear to affect PSA levels. And it also enhances comprehensive immunity both in middle-aged men and women. From the athletic performance and sports performance, so it maintains normal high free and total testosterone levels. It promotes an anabolic state and reduces the catabolic state by lowering cortisol, helping with recovery. It can improve endurance and stamina for adults or I guess older aged athletes. Actually, in this study, they actually saw benefits in terms of improving endurance and stamina for athletes of all ages. It improves energy via accelerated production of ATP. It improves performance, for example, the bench press, leg press, hand grip test, and arm circumference. From the sexual health and libido aspect, obviously Tonkara Lee is renowned for its aphrodisiac effects, so improving sexual functioning. It inhibits SHBG in some studies to increase free testosterone in the blood. It stimulates cyclic GMP and cyclic AMP, relaxing the smooth muscle that enables a spontaneous penile erection. It helps to convert pregnenolone to pheromones, actually increasing sexual desire and possibly helping with attracting the opposite sex as well through pheromone secretion. And obviously it improves erection hardness and duration and sexual satisfaction. Now, this particular study was really fascinating. It looked at how Tonkara Lee could interact with the dopaminergic system. Now, this study here was titled Brain Cortical and Hippocampal Dopamine, a new mechanistic approach for Uricoma longifolia, well-known aphrodisiac activity and its chemical characterization. Now, they noted that by Tonkara Lee interacting with the dopamine system, it caused significant reductions in mounting, intromission, and ejaculation latencies and increased the penile erection index. Now, what's also interesting is that Tonkara Lee actually increased total body weight and relative weights of seminal vesicles and the prostate. Some men have noted increases in BPH-like symptoms when they use Tonkara Lee. Now, interestingly, they noted that total and free serum testosterone and brain cortical and hippocampal dopamine content was significantly elevated in treated groups with no significant effects on serotonin or noradrenaline content. So yet again, we're seeing a herb that's notorious for increasing libido and motivation and drive, interacting with the dopamine system. Many of you know that I'm a huge fan of compounds that can interact with and promote the natural production of dopamine. And so tonkarali does appear to be yet another compound that we can utilize to strengthen dopaminergic tone in the brain. Does tonkarali have the ability to increase a man's load size? This study does appear to back this particular claim. Tonkarali does have the ability to increase seminal viscosity in healthy individuals given 200 milligrams of tonkarali per day, and may boost the sperm count of those classified as infertile enough to impregnate. So this study used 200 milligrams and found increases of sperm concentration by 65.5% at the 9-month period, while the 19.3% increase in seminal volume noted failed to reach statistical significance at the 9-month timeframe, and approximately twice as many sperm exhibited normal morphology. So we can see that tonkarali would be a powerful herb to potentially consider including as part of a male fertility protocol or male fertility stack. Now, I also want to mention some of the other interesting properties of tonkarali. The 10-hydroxycanthin-6-1, or 6-one, or the uricomalactone, a lot of these constituents found within tonkarali actually possess anti-malarial properties or anti-malarial effects. In addition, some of the alkaloids do appear to possess anti-cancer-like properties. And the plant extracts are known to possess, obviously, the anti-diabetic properties, aphrodisiac, antipyretic, and antimicrobial properties. As far as side effects, some individuals, some guys do notice a little bit of irritability, even though some of the research papers highlight that tonkarali can make a man feel less tense. In high doses, tonkarali may make younger men feel a little bit more irritable or impatient. It can also elicit an OCD-like libido and or sex drive. So it can make a man constantly think about sex and potentially even just masturbation in general. For some men, it also may delay ejaculation. Although you may think of this as a benefit, there are some men out there that do suffer from delayed ejaculation, and so tonkarali may not be beneficial for that caliber of men. Some guys do notice increases in aggression. I personally never noticed this myself, although I felt actually more confident. There was a night that I used tonkarali, went out on a double date, and I remember feeling extremely confident, almost to the point where I was actually becoming like too cocky and a little bit arrogant in my behaviors, because I felt so just primed and so like I had that alpha energy. It felt like I had very high DHT, super calm, very confident. Also, some men notice a warmer body temperature. Maybe that's the fluctuations in estrogen. I'm not sure. So as far as dosages with tonkarali, we're looking at about 200 milligrams to 600 milligrams per day. Now, as far as actually consuming the herb, I've always been under the impression, and I always believe, that actually tasting the absolute bitterness, although many people have probably tried tonkarali and know how bitter this particular herb is, I personally like to experience the bitterness. I think that's part of its therapeutic effect, to actually mix it in a bit of water and actually shot it back and actually make sure it hits some of the receptors on your tongue, because these bitter receptors are actually involved in stimulating digestive enzymes. They can stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system. So personally, I like to use it diluted, a small bit of the powder, or open up the capsules and put it in a bit of warm water. And I'll have that either before the gym or perhaps even in the evening. It doesn't really affect my sleep. So you will be seeing a link to tonkarali in the description down below if you want to purchase Tonkar Ali. And for those guys who really care about optimizing their testosterone levels and they want to reach where I got my levels to, which is approximately 988 nanograms per deciliter naturally, I built out an entire course that goes through all the herbs that I used, all the supplements that I took, the type of training that I did, the type of foods that I was eating, and some other biohacks to really max out my testosterone levels. So be sure to check that link out in the description. Otherwise, guys, thank you for tuning in. I look forward to seeing you in the next video.
Thank you, everyone, for joining in to today's episode. For in-depth show notes and lessons learned, visit nofilter.media/boostyourbiology.
This has been a No Filter Media production.
Say what you want.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.